From Michigan Radio and the Detroit Journalism Cooperative, I'm Lester Graham. Downtown Detroit is in a revival, but neighborhoods across the city are still declining. One of the reasons is the onslaught of tax foreclosures. That leaves more vacant houses. Soon the house is stripped, and the destruction affects the whole block.
I'll take you down to the south side.
Ulysses Jones is showing me around his neighborhood, Morningside, on Detroit's east side. He's with a community organization also called Morningside.
Well, this section of Morningside, the southeast section, was primary area for Habitat.
Habitat for Humanity.
Yes. And also with Youth Snapback.
It's a couple of blocks of pretty new row houses. It kind of looks like the suburbs. Then we reach the end of the block. The last house is vacant.
One of the Habitat houses, I think, that have been ransacked. The door's missing. And it's unsecured.
So it doesn't take much of a hint for scrappers to move in?
No.
This is a big problem in Morningside and just about every neighborhood in Detroit. If there's the slightest clue that the house is empty, scrappers descend. Once that happens, the chances of someone buying the house and making it a home again are slim.
You know, if they strip it to the point where somebody might not want it, you know, it's just going to sit there. So we made it our business to watch out for that house.
That's Lenora McElrath. She lives on a block of brick Tudors and bungalows, but there are vacant houses on her block. She says she and her neighbors watch constantly to make sure scrappers don't break into them.
You know, because we question them. Can I help you? If you know no one lives there, you know, you ask questions. Can I help you? When dealing with these situations, I don't necessarily like to be confrontational because, you know, I'm up in age. But when you come into my neighborhood and you think you're going to get away with doing something, that's not happening.
She and her neighbors make the vacant houses appear lived in. They mow the lawns, trim the bushes, pick up leaflets. Every year, hundreds of homes in Morningside end up being auctioned off by the government. In any given year, about one out of five of the more than 4,000 homes are at risk of foreclosure. Last year, 800 were potential foreclosures. 300 homes actually ended up being auctioned. The others arranged last-minute payments. Jackie Grant keeps track of the numbers. She's worked with Loveland Technologies, which monitors every parcel of property in the city. She says in her neighborhood, unemployment is chronically twice that of the state average. Predatory lending led to mortgage foreclosures. Then Detroit's municipal bankruptcy cut retired city workers' pensions, hurting their ability to keep up with their tax bills.
All of that played into that. That's when I think a lot of homes really begin to be lost.
Many of the investors who buy the properties don't secure them, don't resell them, don't rent them. They just sit there until scrappers arrive.
After it ravages the neighborhood, all of these things, right, and the scrappers, it reduces our property values to literally nothing.
Back at Lenora McElrath's, we take a walk around the block. Last year, the city said it would demolish some of the houses that are beyond saving. They're still standing. The windows are broken, and the buildings are deteriorating quickly. McElrath says when she moved here 23 years ago, she was struck by the beauty of her neighborhood.
The first thing I noticed was all the trees. It was just beautiful. And it's going down, but we're not going to give up. That's the big thing, not giving up.
For the Detroit Journalism Cooperative, I'm Lester Graham, Michigan Radio News.
Support for the Detroit Journalism Cooperative on Michigan Radio comes from the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, Renaissance Journalism's Michigan Reporting Initiative, the Ford Foundation, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.